Chris, that was very passionate, man. You know,
I'll
remember that this is a conversation. Yeah, so don't get too upset. Yeah. So in alignment with purpose, you know, which is obviously what we're trying to extract from your, you know, from your excellent submission in view of that fact, you said that you mentioned the word liberation, right? And Chris, are you there? Right?
So yes, I'm here.
You mentioned the word liberation and then you aligned it with the African theme as well. You know, so obviously that would take us very nicely into, so who, from that point of view, if we all agree that we need a new Nigeria and we have one in the offing, right? The only problem we had before was we couldn't really visualize this new Nigeria because obviously we didn't have anybody to align leadership with. But now that we have a semblance of that, and then we identified why we need the new Nigeria, and then the purpose of a new Nigeria, essentially you're saying liberation in so many ways. You can scale liberation to liberation of the black race, liberation of the of Africa itself,
yeah,
liberation of actual minds. But before liberation comes true, Leslie, who is a new Nigerian from your point of view? So, and how do you align that with what we've been discussing so far?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. How do you visualize a new Nigeria?
Okay. All right. I would like to add to what Chris said about the purpose of Nigeria. You know, as a group, we've discussed it extensively. Let me just give a short definition and then I will go on from there. The purpose of Nigeria is to express, teach, and help humanity to achieve global harmony.
Wow.
I'll repeat that. The purpose of the existence of Nigeria is to express, teach, and help humanity to achieve global harmony. I call it the ultimate human civilization. That's the purpose of Nigeria. So with that in mind now, who is a new Nigerian? A new Nigerian is somebody who first and foremost sees himself and other Nigerians as Nigerians. Ethnicity and religion take a secondary place, you know. And we see ourselves as part of one body, living together, working together, showing love, empathy, concern to one another, and not allowing our different ethnicities and religions to affect what we do. A new Nigerian is someone who has eschewed, you know, the us versus them syndrome. We don't see other tribes as enemies. We don't see them as people that we must attack and abuse. We just see themselves as part of the way my nose treats my knee, the way my ear treats my liver. Right. We're just one body, you know, living together, expressing beauty, expressing purpose. You know, so a new Nigerian is someone who loves the other Nigerian as themselves. And you know, when we talk like this, the first thing people tell you, it is not possible. But that's where people like us come in. Because like Nelson Mandela said, they always say it is impossible until somebody does it.
Yeah.
You know, so Martin Luther King Jr. said, until we learn to live together as brothers, we shall perish as fools.
Yeah.
You know, so you will find that there are some nations in this world, they are multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-religious, but they've learned to live together as one. You know, before America got into the chaos that it is, it was a perfect example of a melting pot, where people, you know, the only original Americans are the Indian Americans, yeah. everybody else, yeah. including the WASP, WASP, they all came from outside
right.
America. You know, but before they allowed, you know, certain things to get into their heads, you know, they were a very, very good picture of, you know, people from different backgrounds living together as one. Mm-hmm. You know, so Nigeria is going to take it to the next level. So a new Nigerian is yeah. someone who sees other Nigerians, you know, as brothers, as one family,
right.
you know, here to do something for humanity that has never been achieved for humanity before. And that's what I call the ultimate human civilization.
So I think you are talking about liberation. I think you said, but I was listening to what you said attentively, and I think what you summarize is liberation, yeah. that a new Nigeria must be liberated. I guess you would have to define or scale what liberation means, because if you're liberated from tribal thinking,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
there, right?
Yeah.
If you're liberated yeah. from corruption, if you're yeah. liberated from, you know, the norms that we are going through now, like bribery and everything.
Corruption, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So a new Nigerian needs to be liberated from certain mindset. You know?
Spot on.
Yeah. Because if we have said yeah. Nigeria, if we have said Nigeria is poised to liberate Africa or even liberate the black man to bring him into a certain way of thinking, that means in alignment with that, the new Nigerian who is going to accept every other person as a Nigerian, accept himself, accept the next man, accept the next tribal person, that person must be liberated from a way of thinking.
Yeah.
So if we personify that and we create a persona of a liberated individual who happens to be a Nigerian, that could be an ideal Nigerian. That could be
picture.
A new Nigerian.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Chris, if you want to quantify that for us and say, okay, if that is the case, so how do we now create a mindset of liberation to identify or align with that new Nigerian? You see what I mean? Because we put ourselves as custodians of certain narratives. If we are going to change the narratives, or we're going to change the mindset of people, or we're going to help people realign with certain facts, regardless of what the current situation is, these things are going to happen, right? So if these things are going to happen, and we know for a fact that it will happen, it might happen next week or the week after or in 3 years' time or in 2027, this thing will happen, which is a new Nigeria would come through, because this is about who. How do we now create the aligned mindset of a new Nigerian? If we say Nigeria is poised to liberate Africa on a level, Nigeria is poised to create an individual with a liberated mind. So how do we now start creating that aligned mindset for a new Nigerian? What can we start doing individually to personify, or rather to create a persona of a new Nigerian? Really a case of how do we create the mindset now for a new Nigerian based on a liberated individual?
Sorry, can I chip in for a second?
Yeah.
I think I said that when we had that space thing a few days ago, about how the things that have sort of evolved have actually made me rethink and change my mind about stuff.
Right.
I think that we actually need to take into account that those of us in diaspora are almost sort of like a different tribe for Nigerians now. Have you guys thought about that? In conversations I've had with a few of the people, like on Twitter and stuff, there's a girl who was, I mean, she didn't know that I was in diaspora, and somebody was talking, asking one of the sort of governor elects, I think it's like for the, I don't know, the new one they're doing, it's all very confusing. And she was like, oh, those diasporans are so rude. You know, and I can understand it. Like, those of us who've lived abroad have sort of embraced the idea, and some of us actually left Nigeria because of that fact, that a person deserves respect because they show respect to you. You know, not like sort of traditional Nigerians who think, oh, you know, this person's older than you, therefore automatically, whether they're doing rubbish or not. And really, in speaking to her, I think what sort of rubbed her off was just the fact that this lady who was calling in from New York was very outspoken about, you know, what she was asking this, you know, candidate. And for me, I didn't see anything wrong with it, because like for me, she was asking genuine questions like, what are your plans? What do you plan to do with the swamp? What do you plan to do with the villages, you know? And it makes you sort of step back and think, actually, if it had been, say, what I would call a Nigerian who asked that question, they wouldn't have asked it in the same way. Do you see? And even the candidate was sort of taken aback, you know? And it is something that we will need to consider. And it hadn't occurred to me before. And yes, it did happen to me. Even like I had said before, I hadn't been to Nigeria in 10 years.
Right.
And then I went last summer. I mean, up to the point that my cousin said to me, she just said, and I just kept this one as a sort of badge of honor. And every time I say something, she'll go, oh, you people and your air-conditioned English. You know, they really do look at us as a different breed. You know, the ideas that we come up with, the things that come out of our mouths, you know,
right.
I believe they look at us like we're foreigners. And that is something that we're going to need, because if you look at it now, I was talking to my sister who's in France and a friend as well, who's Taiwanese actually. And I was saying that more and more, I'm looking at the analogy of, if you look at the American slaves, where, you know, you had the house slaves and you had those ones that were out in the field, and how the house slaves felt superior to the ones out in the fields, right? And I can see it in Nigeria now, that Stockholm syndrome. It's there. I've had the arguments and just imagine, let's just even fast forward and say, okay, you know, just as we'd hoped, you know, the new Nigeria is here. Peter Obi is our president. We've managed to get rid of, you know, a lot of these corrupt people.
Yeah.
And those that we didn't get rid of have cooperated to, you know, go the straight and narrow path. It's going to be tough for those of us from diaspora. Do you realize that?
Well, that's why we're here, in terms of setting the tone before we get there. And you see, you're talking about the same thing we just mentioned, which is liberation. We might call it a different name. It might be emancipation of a mindset of mental slavery. It could be that,
but
it's still a form of liberation. Right. So, but what the example you gave is almost perfect, because there are certain things that we are here in diaspora are free to do. Like, for instance, I don't have to put a sir if I'm speaking to somebody, regardless of how old you are. But back home, it's almost like a thing. Don't put it, they think you're disrespectful.
Yeah.
But that's a form that needs to be liberated. Once you remove that, you get a new individual altogether. You get a young person who is ready to express themselves without any fear. So that's one thing that we can chip away from the old block. And that's, Donke, I think that's what you're alluding to. Because if that continues, the Nigerians coming from different parts of the world, which is going to start happening, is already happening now, they're going to face this blockage in view of collaboration and alignment. Hence, we have all this Nigerian network. But the discussion, or rather the conversation, obviously, is now, how do we create that aligned mindset of...